This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Ons gaan nou gesels met iemand wat die realiteit besef van wat nog in Oekraïne aangaan. Ons strekel oor die 100 dae van dat die oorlog uitgebreek het, waar soveel mense se lewens geaffekteer is. Maar dit het net weer vir my eg geraak toe ek Vrydag met 'n vriendin wat van Oekraïne afkom wat in Suid-Afrika woon, maar toe ek en sy gaan ons het gou 'n lunchie gaan eet en haar ouers is tans in Suid-Afrika, maar dis 3 maande, ja. Dan weet hulle weer nie of hulle die volgende 3 maande hier gaan kan wees nie. Hulle kan glad nie Engels praat nie. So jy kan net dink alles is van hulle af weggevat in 'n oogwink, alles wat bekend is vir 'n leeftyd. En toe dit vir my weer so realiteit slaan, toe besef ek net daar's iets in my, ons het al jy weet afgestomp geraak het ek en jy ook gepraat, omdat dit ver gebeur. Maar ons weet dat die ekonomiese implikasie en al daai goeders is in elk geval iets wat ons affekteer, al besef ons dit nie eers nie. Maar ja, dis net my hart het net weer so uitgegaan en ek dink is goed dat ons weer perspektief kry van wat in die buiteland gebeur, sodat ons ook met ander oë na ons eie omstandighede kan kyk en ook ons God en hoe groot hy is.
Thanks so much for that, Almarie. On the line here via Zoom, I've got Oleg Rutke. He's together with his wife Marina leading the New Hope Eurasia NGO that's been doing amazing work across 12 former Soviet countries. They're based in Moldova and actively involved in serving the needy, the orphaned and abandoned kids and victimized women in this area. Currently engaged in the refugee crisis and more. Oleg, good morning. Fantastic having you with us again.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be back with you. Thank you so much for giving me such an opportunity to share with your amazing listeners.
Oleg, the last time we spoke, it was at the very start of this crisis in Ukraine. What have you got for us now over all of these months where I'm sure so much more has happened?
You know, it's been a crazy busy season for all of us here. You know, as we've been working hard on at the borders, it's been, you know, as you know from all of the you know, the media, more than 5 million people, especially moms and kids, they had to leave for safety, Ukraine, especially areas of the war zone. So it's been a very hectic time. Lots of people, especially with lots of needs in the area of sheltering, food, transportation. So we've been extremely busy with helping moms, you know, be safe, and especially children. You know, from areas of Mariupol, Kherson, Nikolaev. By the way, just today, in about an hour, I'll be on my way to Nikolaev, to the actual area where fighting is happening, and active fighting is happening. I'm taking food, hygienic supplies, and water filters, because in that city, people were on salty water, dirty water, for almost a month. So as I am, doing this interview, my heart is beating, and I am, you know, praying that the Lord will protect us from, you know, from any evil.
And Oleg, that's something that you need to consider as well as an organization, wanting to do good, but always in a dangerous place. There are places you want to go that you potentially can't go. What have things been like for you? Have you been under threat? Have you been able to be as successful as you'd hoped to be as an organization?
You know, I say that this crisis has literally brought a lot of other organizations together and churches. We were able to mobilize, and our president, Maya Sandu, she sent letters out to our, you know, churches and organizations to say thanks to all of us for being so quick on getting mobilized and provide the needed support to the refugees from Ukraine. So I can say definitely this crisis brought a lot of us together. It united us around this cause. And we were able to mobilize ourselves much faster than, you know, some of the big global, you know, crisis, you know, emergency relief and crisis relief organizations that we all know. So I can definitely say it's been quite a lot of success, and we give thanks to God for that. As it is about threats, definitely, war is war. Threats are, You know, we've been taking food inside Ukraine to the areas where active fighting. I came last week from from a similar area where there is active fighting happening. I delivered food, supplies, and water filters to a church and just around the corner. From there, I was driving next to freshly bombed homes.
Wow.
I was shopping in a large grocery store. And as we've been doing that, you know, you hear all these jets flying above your head, and, you know, they would push us all as quick as possible out in the parking lot, lay down, get somewhere in a safe, you know, to a safety. So I've been in those situations, and I can say it hurts my heart to see what people have to go through. This is really causing a lot of trauma in the, you know, moms and babies. And I think the biggest trauma that they are experiencing is that they have to leave their fathers, their dads, you know, their husbands behind. And this is a real deep trauma for all of them.
You sent a report to me a while ago saying amongst the existing challenges, another is those who are handicapped or those who are disabled. That's another crisis that one doesn't even consider. We often talk about the women and children and older people, but then there's also finding space for people with disability, finding a safe place for them during this time. That's a huge challenge.
Yes, yes, that's totally true. By the way, one of the things that I am carrying today across the border, it is a couple of wheelchairs. We will hope to be able to get more of those, you know, medical supplies, wheelchairs, hospital beds. And it's a real need for that. Yesterday I had a situation where I took food and supplies to a shelter. And this guy comes from Donetsk. He was able to escape, and he was missing all of his toes. He was barely holding up, you know, just to be able to keep his balance. And he came to help carry some of that. I was like, I'm deeply moved to see him. I'm sorry. Tears just, I'm over. I'm sorry. I'm emotional about that. When he took his socks, he didn't want to, but I said, look, I just, I'd like to help you in any way I can. And he's like, you know, I need is just being able to have some salt and do some of those hot water with salt to, you know, for my feet. And I asked him, what happened to your toes? And he's like, you know, there was this, a string that was attached to the, you know, to the explosives. Mm. And we were walking through the forest collecting mushrooms, and I didn't pay attention. And it got a couple of us died, and I lost my toes. But I'm happy that I can be in Moldova in a shelter, in a church, and be safe. So, there's definitely a need for help for those people that where they are stuck in their apartments, and someone to come and visit them with food, water, or giving them an opportunity to have a wheelchair or something that can help them move around or be safe. So evacuation of such people is being a challenge, but we are continuing to do that, transporting them to specially equipped shelters in Moldova, Romania, as well as being able to help them transport them farther on to Western Europe where they can be safe and taken care of.
Oleg, this must be taking a huge toll on you, your family, and everyone else who serves together with you in your ministry. We don't know how long this is going to go on for, but you and your teams just have to keep on going. How are you rejuvenating yourselves? How are you getting the strength you need to do this mammoth task?
You know what? There is no task that is greater than our God. And I trust Him completely with every single task. I can definitely say, looking at the task that we have, sometimes it's overwhelming. And I'd like to be honest with you and all of your listeners. It's literally overwhelming just sometimes emotionally to be able to hear all those stories and to see the trauma the kids are going through. Mm. And instead of kids playing with a toy, they're playing with weapon toys. You know what I mean? You know, just plastic weapons, wooden made toys, you know, that look like weapons. It's just sad that kids had to see all of that. But I'm honored to be able to serve the Lord. As for me and my home, we are glad to serve the Lord, and not only myself, but it's I'm not a one-man show. I'm not the only one in it. It's a whole team. Yeah. It's an alliance. God has blessed us with an alliance of organizations and churches. So taking time to be able to, get together, strategize, inspire and encourage each other, and be able to also, what we've created is taking shifts and turns where we can take time to rest while others are taking on the responsibility, on different responsibilities. And that way we can rejuvenate and be able to get back with, in full speed. But as for me personally, I'd like to tell you just a little secret.
Yes.
I am, I'm a guy that, I don't know, but the Lord is giving me that energy. I'm a go-go person. And the more I do, the more I get energized, especially if I can keep serving. If I sit still, that's what warms me out. I get bored if I don't do anything. So I get energized by doing more. But still, my family, I am so thankful to the Lord for an amazing wife he's given to me. She was born in Ukraine, in Nikolaev, and she has a big heart for situation in Ukraine. And definitely she is a great encouragement for me.
Oleg, we are 10,000 kilometers away from you as the crow flies. How do we help? What can we do? Sitting here on the furthest point of the African continent away from you, we feel so helpless. What can we do?
Thank you for asking me with distance. There is no distance in help. There is no, barrier or border in being generous. But generosity, I mean, not only money. Definitely we appreciate every single penny that is given. And you, dear listeners, you can definitely give or through this radio, or you can go to our website at www.newhopeeurasia.org and just make a generous donation there. But also generous with time, generous with skills, and generous with goods. We are in great need of supplies that can be shipped. We also are in great need of people that can come and serve alongside us, because I'll just give you just a really quick snapshot. Tomorrow, as I come back from Ukraine, tomorrow and Friday, we have 2 days. Our shifts are 2 days for 1,500 to 2,000 moms that are going to be in 1 day receiving food just at one distribution center. Yeah. And we have 64 of those, and shelters and so many opportunities to be able just to love on them, provide them the basics for their needs, play with kids, pray with them, just offer them the basic help they need. So being there means a lot to them. We need hands, we need food, boots on the ground, and we need financial support.
And lots of prayer, I would imagine, Oleg.
More than anything. Without prayer, none of our ministry is possible.
You're listening to Oleg Rutke. He's out there in Moldova, into the Ukraine. There's much happening. You've heard it. If you've missed part of this, you can go and check it out. It's been live on Facebook as well. You can go and watch this short video as well. And pray. Do what you feel led to do, but pray. We can all do this. Doesn't matter whether you have nothing in your pocket or overflowing bank balance. Prayer is something we are all capable of. What can we do to make a difference in the world? You've heard how energized Oleg is just by doing good, just by serving. And that's what we've all been called to do in some way. We've got our own sort of mini crisis here in terms of the weather and flooding and how that's affecting people in more informal areas. So whether we're out here in Cape Town or whether our hearts go out to Moldova, we cannot be switched off today. We need to be switched on. We need to be on our knees. We need to be doing something. We need to actively be living out our faith, just like Oleg has been doing down on the ground. Oleg, thank you for your time. I know you've got an hour and then you've got your next big thing happening. Thank you for your time this morning. Do send lots of our regards to Marina and to the team, and we pray strength for you today for everything that you need to accomplish. May the Spirit of God fill you with supernatural energy, great favor, and may you be able to accomplish today super abundantly, more than you could ever hope for or imagine.
Thank you so much. Dear listeners, just keep loving God and love your neighbor as yourself. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.